Hello and welcome to Spectrum Iran. Tonight's show is on the recent 2013 OIC trade fair in Iran and other international exhibitions in the Islamic Republic. Stay with us. Welcome back. Despite pressures and sanctions, among other efforts to isolate Iran economically on the international arena, the Islamic Republic is doing its best to maintain and expand trade with current and even find new trading partners. One of the organizations doing its best in this regard is Iran's International Exhibitions Company, which oversees and operates all international and specialized exhibitions held in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Tonight we've asked one of the top officials in these organizations to come and tell us more about their goals, achievements, the important exhibitions which have already been staged, and the ones they have in the pipeline. We have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Mr. Hamid Reza Amoli, Director for Local Exhibitions of Iran International Exhibitions Company. Mr. Amoli, thank you for taking part in our program, sir.
Thank you very much indeed, actually. I'm happy to
thank
be
you,
here.
Sir. Before we start our discussion proper, let's take a listen to our narration about the recent trade fair of the OIC member states in Iran. Stay with us. Trade fair of the OIC member states in 2013 was held in Tehran from October 28th till November the 1st to boost intra-organizational trade and prepare the ground for exchanging the knowledge and initiative among OIC member states. Many Muslim countries attended the five-day event. The contribution of Islamic countries in the world trade is said to have been 7% in 2007, with the figure rising to 10% in 2011. The 2013 exhibition was held in Tehran, aiming to strengthen relations with the theme of Islamic unity, sustainable economic development. Several specialized meetings were held on the sidelines of the exhibition, including specialized sessions of private sectors of the OIC member states and the Association of Businesswomen. Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Mr. Amoli, would you please start our program by telling us more about Iran International Exhibitions Company?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
The compassionate, the merciful. I would like to express my warm greetings to the viewers and you, the host of the program, yes, of this Iran's Spectrum. I hope that, you know, your mournings for Imam Hussein be accepted to God. With regard to Iran International Exhibition Company, I need to mention that this company is included in the in a collection of Ministry of Industry, Mining and Commerce, and is responsible for facilitating and staging the international commerce and domestic one. This collection takes this serious step through holding and staging a number of international and domestic exhibitions during the year. The past of the history and the genesis of this company returns to 1968, the year when the first international exhibition was staged in our country. Well, in that year, many of the neighboring countries did not have this exhibition capacity, and Iran could held a 21-day exhibition in the same place of Tehran International Permanent Fairground. That was a very good genesis and start for starting the exhibitions in Iran. In those years, the first generations of exhibitions were held in the world. You know, the exhibitions are bigger than the specific, you know, exhibitions these days. These exhibition, first generation exhibition, included all different types of products. It had a longer duration, and it had more specific issues, you know, less specific issues compared to the ones we have today. We can mention that, you know, for the 26 years we have held this these exhibitions in Tehran as one of the first generations of exhibitions in Iran. Little by little, the first generation of exhibitions actually extincted, and they were replaced by more specific exhibitions, and you can witness that in Tehran, in Iran. We have 500 specific, you know, exhibitions, and Tehran holds more than 100 of them. The specific exhibitions in which, you know, which are held throughout the world include Tehran's oil exhibition, which is the second biggest oil exhibition in the world. You know, construction exhibition is another one, is also a major event, the agricultural product exhibition, and different, you know, telecom and other exhibitions can be named. And these are considered to be the important specific exhibitions held in this era. We witness the presence of a number of wide range of countries in Iran's exhibitions, and it has attractions to many countries. In the agri-food exhibition, we had more than 22 countries attending, you know, and in the oil exhibition, more than 44 countries have attend, you know, regularly. And in other specific, you know, exhibitions, this statistic is quite a considerable one, which is indicative of the fact of the capacity and potential of Iran and Iran's exhibition industry.
Thank you, Ms. Omali. Would you now shed some light on the challenges that you have to overcome, sir, in order to reach your goals?
Well, while the exhibition industry in Tehran, in the center and the capital of Iran, has a long history, but in many provinces, in many of the provinces, this exhibition industry is a new one and is in the initial stages. And Iran International Exhibition Company, you know, centered in Tehran, is taking serious steps to develop the provinces in order to promote their information and the sciences, the new sciences with regard to exhibition industry, and provide the necessary assistance for their activation. In fact, the Iran International Exhibition Company, having a calendar of, you know, something like, you know, 100 exhibitions, is trying to promote and generate this exhibition in the these exhibitions in different provinces, so that they are enabled to hold and stage such exhibitions, because they also enjoy a lot of capabilities and potentials. Another discussion, actually like a challenge in the exhibitions, is that the need for a promotion and the linking of the exhibition industry with the other industries, including, you know, industry, agriculture and even construction industries. This should not be that, you know, the calendar, exhibition calendar be held without cooperation with others. In the world, it is a very important issue to collaborate with exhibitions, you know, in different branches of that. You know, when an industry is faced with challenges in the world, they use exhibition actually instrument in order to solve or sort out the problem. For example, if in a country people do not use the domestic products of the auto industry of that country, an exhibition might improve and promote that.
Thank you. Ms. Omali, how do you rate your company's success? What do you consider as having been its main accomplishments so far?
Well, I can mention the best, you know, achievement in our country in the exhibition industry can be considered as, you know, compared with other regional competitors. We have actually promoted the domestically produced products. You know, in the region, we have countries, you know, which held and stage more exhibitions. But we are proud of, you know, our national product to be presented. You know, 85% of the products are presented are Iranian products, and the rest of the stuff are also here with this ideology that we can create a kind of convergence and exchange of information and technologies, so that, and we believe in this, that economy is a two-way road, and through holding and staging exhibitions we can contribute to the success of the import and export of the regional, you know, trades these days have been more important. And the effort we are taking is that, you know, the to enable producers to develop, you know, export-based, you know, products. What something is which is emphasized by the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, which is a dream or a wish, you know, to close up the oil wells so that, you know, the country is enabled to go ahead and proceed through.
And Ms. Omali, before we take a break, one way to enhance trade is to expand exhibition cooperation with other countries, particularly neighboring ones. What is being done in this particular regard?
Well, the scope of exhibition industry returns to four continents of the world. Nowadays, we witness holding and staging exhibitions by Iran International Exhibitions Company in the South America, in Cuba, in Africa, in Asia, and Europe. Based on the products we have, you know, we run and stage exhibitions in the target companies, and this helps the, is helped by the Iran's cooperation expansion company. And apart from our attendance in their international exhibitions, we also encourage them to attend and participate in our exhibitions. These exhibitions are actually the link between production and consumption. And we have some agreements with some countries, and we provide free space to these countries, and they also provide free space for us.
Fantastic. Thank you for your insights. Well, it's time to take a break and show you the first part of a report on the International Trade Fair of the OIC member states in Tehran. Stay with us.
Welcome to Spectrum Iran. My name is Majid Raisi, providing this report for you. It's another beautiful autumn afternoon And this time, it is Tehran International Fairground that hosts another couple of events on business, commerce, and also organizational cooperations. But this time, it's all among the OIC member states, that is, Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Where are you from?
Cameroon, in Africa, Central Africa.
And why are you here?
I am here to promote Cameroon products, to present to the Iranian businessman Cameroon market and the condition to sell in Cameroon.
What are the objectives of such a fair?
The objective is to make the members of OIC countries to work together to improve their cooperation and relation.
And how do you see the market in Iran?
I find it to be very good. It's very, it's not saturated yet, so there's a lot of opportunities for us. And I like as well the people. It's very trustworthy. It's very easy. It's very nice to work with you. You're very welcoming. Hospitality is very good. So I think we have a very good future to work together.
Which country are you representing?
I am representing Indonesia.
Oh, that's great. And what exactly are you doing here?
We are joining the exhibition for the 14th OIC Iran Fair.
And how do you see the market here?
I think there is a market here. First, Iranian, they don't know our product. They are very interested by Cameroon, by our product, by many things in Cameroon. Even Cameroon, we are interested by many products here in Iran that we don't know in our country.
From your point of view, how can such fairs affect to boost, let's say, commercial ties and business relationships?
Well, we have to be frank that the economic relation among the OIC countries is very, well, we can say still very low. Although we have a very big potentials, we can see that if those countries can work together, improve their trade and commercial, it will be very beneficial for their countries.
And can you tell me what you think of such fairs? Are they useful?
Oh yes, of course. I meet a lot of people. We got to meet the local Iranians and they're very nice and helpful. We also get to meet other people from other states as well. And it is very, very great. We see a lot of business opportunity here in Iran.
Welcome back. Ms. Almadi, we just saw the first part of a report on the recent 14th biennial OIC trade fair in Tehran. Tell us more about this particular and this particular fair and its importance.
The 14th international trade, OIC members was held in Tehran. In order to enter this discussion and provide explanations with regard to this exhibition, I would like to talk or mention about the approach of this exhibition in the world and what is the definition of OIC has of this exhibition. The OIC actually, which used to be called as Organization of International Islamic Cooperation, but now it's a conference. It's the second biggest conference after the United Nations. It has 57 member states, Muslim member states, and it was founded in 1969. At first, this organization tried to follow the approach of fight and challenge in Palestine, and this the scope of this exhibition organization actually expanded, and one aspect of OIC was defined in the economic section. In the economic section, the purpose was to support the member states, and we can mention that the initial goal of OIC, follow the following goals: improving, get togetherness of OIC members, supporting the member states in different arenas of political, economical, and things like that, and rooting out, racial discrimination and preventing, Islamophobia, supporting the member states, reconstruction of holy sites and improving the cooperations between the countries were among the initial goals of OIC. In the arena of exhibitions, we can mention that, as exhibitions is one of the most important economic tools, actually, the OIC has not overlooked this issue and tried to stage a number of exhibitions in order to improve the relationship and cooperation between the Islamic countries. In previously, we have had 13, rounds and places. It is held biannually, actually. If you want to take a look at the volume of the commerce among Muslim countries, and also about $36 trillion is the worth of the global and Islamic countries have held only 10% of this. One of the plans of OIC is that, in the year 2015, this 10% increases to 20%. Now, how we can achieve this goal? One of the most important instruments for this is to stage exhibitions and commercial exhibitions. Through this approach, these exhibitions were shaped in the year 2008 in Turkey, in the OIC, conference. There was a conference, and in that conference, it was approved that Iran and Tehran and the Iran International Exhibition Company is considered to be a representative of the Iran's, industry, mining, and commerce exhibition to be the host of the 14th exhibition. And because of that, we had a, council and just a team to run and stage the exhibition, as your colleagues had a nice report out of it. And I would like to appreciate that as well, appreciate Iran's TV to support and cover the news of this important event. We saw that in 34 countries attended this this exhibition, and it was an important, actually, attendance through the present environment in which the countries, Islamic countries, have attended. This statistic used to be lower in other countries, and we have also had improvements both in the quality and the quantity of the number of countries attending the exhibitions. We have overtaken the previous rounds of the exhibition. I need to mention that the Iran International Exhibition Company, in order to provide and in order to enjoy the collective ideas,
founded a policy-making council in which the Iran's industry, mining and commerce, foreign ministry, and different sections and Iran, you know, commerce chamber were members, and planned and issued and passed these the plans of these exhibitions. Another important, you know, conference we had, this Iran's commerce chamber and Iran International Exhibition Company had this, you know, simultaneously in the Tehran International Permanent Fairground, and we noticed increasing in achievements and the volume of the negotiations between and among our country's producers and other countries in mutual and bilateral and multilateral stages was very considerable.
Ms. Omari, what is being done to encourage private enterprise, private sector, coming into this domain, the economic domain, as far as the OIC is concerned? As you said, 34 countries took part in this year's international fair. So how supportive of the private enterprise have you been?
Well, Iran International Exhibition Company has provided, you know, with for the big institutes with their massive attendance to keep their market, actually, and for private institutes and commercial fora to try, you know, through marketing. We have plans for both of these sides. In the international exhibitions, we try to familiarize our merchants and our commerce activists, our producers, with those of international ones. Exhibitions are actually the universities in which the exchange of knowledge, science, and production, as well as technology, takes place. And these different producers, you know, get together and try to analyze the pros and cons. We need to mention that, you know, we have also sponsored, we have this, you know, plan of sponsoring our producers and the subsidy we provide for our producers and private and, you know, big institutes in the internationals, and we actually sponsor up to 50% of their expenses of attending in the international exhibitions. For major companies and, you know, minor private ones, we need to mention that guiding them, you know, through the OIC actually trade fair, we encourage them to trade and exchange, you know, products with Islamic countries, and this was because of the potential they had and the, you know, the scope of the high population, the religion, the common language, you know, existing between and among different Muslim countries, the low rate of transfer, and you know, the ease of, you know, customs regulations. We have to mention that, you know, Iran's product has a special position in different countries. We can see that, you know, in Iraq we have three groups of products, you know, Iraqi products, Iranian products, and foreign products. Iran products has not been considered as foreign ones because of a lot of commonalities we enjoy with Iraq, and it's something that is appreciating Iran's.
Thank you, Mr. Omari. It's time to take another break so as to show you the second part of the report on the International Trade Fair of the OIC member states in Tehran. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
these events include a 14th trade exhibition, the 15th private sector meetings, and last but not least, the 7th Business Women Forum.
Iran and Indonesia has complementary products. So the products from Indonesia have opportunity, big opportunity in Iran. And Iranian oil and gas sector, petrochemical, is also needed in Indonesia.
Oh, I see. First, I'm a member of Standards and Metrology Institute for Islamic Country, and I expect Cameroon is its member. It is a OIC body which promoting halal standards, and Cameroon is the vice president on behalf of the Standard and Quality Agency. I think that business between OIC country have a good future.
How can such an organization affect to boost, let's say, business ties and commercial relationships among the member states?
I think that if I take my example, I don't know Iran. I don't know Iran market. By this organization, now I know Iran. I know Iran product. I have contact in Iran. For my country, it's difficult because we don't have a diplomatic relationship between our two countries. So we don't know very well Iranian products. But by this fair, now I know Iran. I have many contacts. I give many contacts to Iranian businessmen. And I think that in the future, we can exchange.
I think this is a very big very good opportunity to come here with this fair. I've seen a lot of new faces, and I see Iran in a very different view, because before of here I don't know about Iran that much, and when I come here I was so surprised because the country was it's so beautiful, the people are very nice, the food is so good, and I want to come here and tell everyone about Iran, how it's different than what we perceived.
As you saw, men and women from more than 30 Islamic states have come together to boost the interactions in the OIC. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of the program. Till next time and another event, it's goodbye from me, Majid Raisi, Spectrum Iran, Sahar TV.
Welcome back. Ms. Almaly, prior to the break, you stressed the importance of the OIC and its goal of promoting trade and economic affairs. Tell us about the difficulties in this regard, the challenges, and as an expert, what are your suggestions in order to strengthen this economic bond between the OIC countries?
What we have witnessed in the issue of international exhibitions and Islamic countries, especially the 14th trade fair of the OIC member states, it was that, you know, in fact, the strengths of the and commonalities between OIC member states is very high, and the potentials are very high, and we have not witnessed, you know, serious and specific, you know, problems and challenges in promoting the commercial interactions. What is needed to be focused is that, you know, avoiding different, you know, discrimination and applying differences among Islamic nations, and as God says, and promotes unity among, you know, Islamic Ummah. And this approach needs to be taken by all Islamic countries, and through this cooperation and integrity, try to reach the maximum possible level of the possibilities and reduce our dependence on the superpowers. So we don't need to be, you know, dependent on different countries and try to be cooperating with each other. In the issue of promoting the, actually how to sort out the situation of cooperation between and among, you know, OIC members, is one idea is to increase the staging of such exhibitions, and the second one is, you know, establishing a free zone between Iran and Islamic countries, which, you know, which needs to have, you know, special customs tariffs and something that can pave the way for improving the commercial cooperations. The third suggestion I have is attending the specific international exhibitions in the Islamic countries. As I previously mentioned, the first generation of exhibitions is almost over, and this exhibition we had was just like a generic, actually, exhibition, and does not, you know, probably satisfy all the requirements of the visitors. These days, you know, we are inclined, you know, our producers are inclined to attend in specific exhibitions, and we encourage more attendance and more active attendance with these exhibitions, in these exhibitions, and God willing, we can, that, you know, establish one of the most important principles and issues of halal exhibition, including halal food, halal clothing, and the rest of the stuff like that, which is also signified and, you know, considered important by even non-Islamic countries.
Thank you, Ms. Omali. The last question I'd like to put to you is, in 2 minutes, tell us about your future plans and the main exhibitions that you are preparing for, you have in the pipelines, as it were.
The industry of exhibition in the Islamic Republic of Iran has witnessed a considerable growth and is actually rapidly growing. The evidence to this is the calendar, the exhibition calendar that we have. As we said, you know, in the previous years we had one exhibition in Tehran, and this year and these years actually we have witnessed more than staging more than 100 exhibitions in Tehran. And what we believe in is that, you know, in Tehran, as the capital city of Islamic Republic of Iran, which is the pivot of the regional exhibitions, considered to be, you know, we aim for staging 200 specific exhibitions and also improve the quality of these exhibitions, that we need to make progress and provide more services and provide, you know, standardized, you know, qualities of the exhibitions, because our country was among the pioneers which joined the UFI, you know, exhibition, you know, exhibitions, and then we joined UBIE, and we have a long, actually, attendance in the expos. The last one was 2010, I suppose, and the future plans, you know, in the Expo 2015 in Milan, and considering the theme, which is energy, we will have an active participation in that expo.
Well, thank you, Ms. Omali. With those comments, we've come to the end of this edition of Spectrum Iran. Special thanks to my special guest for his time and input. We had the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Mr. Hamid Reza Omali, Director for Local Exhibitions of Iran International Exhibitions Company. Mr. Omali, thank you for having taken part in our program, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. And that's a wrap for this edition. I'd like to thank our viewers for staying tuned. Goodbye and God bless.